I'm Spencer Beckwith, for KUNM. Dr. Paul Hutton is Distinguished Professor of History at the University of New Mexico, with a specialty in U.S. history and history of the American West. He is also a scholar of film and popular culture. And Dr. Hutton has curated a current exhibit at the Albuquerque Museum, Hollywood Southwest, New Mexico in Film and Television. And he's with us now. Dr. Hutton, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Spencer.
In the past 10 years, thanks to state incentives, there's been a boom in film production here in New Mexico. But our relationship with Hollywood actually goes back much further than just 10 years.
It does. It goes all the way back to the dawn of cinema. Edison's own camera crews came here and shot a little film called Isleta Day School, which is the first ever shot in New Mexico. And that was before the turn of the previous century.
Oh, my.
It's just a little three-minute vignette, like so many of those Nickelodeon films of the time. New Mexico really didn't get on the cinema map until the mid-teens, 1912. D.W. Griffith, on his way to Hollywood with Max Sennett, stopped in Albuquerque. They were enchanted by the light, enchanted by the exotic people as well as the exotic landscape, and shot a couple of films here, one a light comedy and the other a film about the Pueblo Indians. And so that was the beginning.
Why New Mexico?
Well, New Mexico had many of the qualities that filmmakers were looking for. And, of course, good weather is a key. But New Mexico even outdoes California in terms of good weather because our weather is driven by altitude. So if you're filming here and you need a winter scene, all you have to do is go north and go into the mountains. You don't have to go very far. If you want a desert scene, you can have that. If you want a cityscape, you can have that. And so through the years, New Mexico's proven a very flexible location for filmmakers. Now, obviously, because of our landscape and because of our history, Westerns were the key to filmmaking success in New Mexico. And Tom Mix came to New Mexico and shot several Western films. Las Vegas was the center of filmmaking at that time. It eventually shifted to Gallup, and Gallup became a center of Western movie making all through the 40s, 50s, and into the early 60s. Westerns made up 30% of Hollywood's product. That's a lot of movies. But of course, the days of the Western were numbered.
People around the world have been introduced to the West and to New Mexico through film. Has that been a positive thing for New Mexico and for the West, Dr. Hutton?
I believe it has. Certainly, our spectacular landscape has been the focus of these films, and it's been used to good effect by filmmakers throughout the years. Not only the Red Rock Country around Gallup, but White Sands and, of course, the mountains and our people. And because if you're making Westerns in particular, of course, you've got Native American folk that are ready, willing, and able to be in these films. And you've also got real cowboys. So you've got people who are familiar with horses, who know how to ride. So this makes filmmaking very easy.
Just last week, I happened to watch the 1947 film Ride the Pink Horse, starred and directed by Robert Montgomery, which was filmed in Santa Fe. It was fascinating to see Santa Fe from a perspective of 70 years. What did it look like back in 1947? Can you suggest some films that we might want to look at that would give us an idea of what New Mexico looked like in the past?
The Robert Montgomery film is one of the best. Of course, it's set around the Zozobra Festival, and it's all shot at the La Fonda. It's a great film. The other film that immediately comes to, well, two others do actually, that immediately come to mind. Salt of the Earth, which is set down around Silver City, is a wonderful film made in the 50s, totally by blacklisted writers, directors, and actors, inspired by a true story of a strike down there against a zinc mine. And the other film is Lonely Are the Brave. It's just a fabulous film, and it's set in Albuquerque, of course, 1960. It's based on the Edward Abbey novel, Brave Cowboy, and it's a story about freedom, and it's really kind of what New Mexico represents. It's a great film.
Salt of the Earth, Ride the Pink Horse, and Lonely Are the Brave.
Absolutely. Another sort of cult favorite is Ace in the Hole, filmed in Gallup and dealt with the underside of journalism. And Kirk Douglas is a journalist from Albuquerque who has fallen on hard times and who's getting the great scoop of his life by prolonging the ordeal of a man trapped in a cave where he's searching for Indian artifacts.
Now, the Albuquerque Museum exhibit is about New Mexico as a filming location, which we've been talking about. But there are a couple of other elements that you deal with in the exhibit as well.
Well, we wanted to talk about the portrayal of New Mexico itself in film and how Native Americans were portrayed, how the West was portrayed, how our history was portrayed. Kit Carson, El Fuego Baca, other New Mexico historical characters like Geronimo. And we also wanted to talk about the impact of film on New Mexico and how film really became a center point of community life, especially in the small towns of New Mexico. One of the things I collected for the exhibit were postcards of various main streets in New Mexico, all of them with that theater, the ubiquitous theater that was the center of life in small communities. And not just because the movies were always there and it's where you went on Saturday morning as a kid, but it had a stage and that's where political meetings would be held and perhaps a stage show would come through town. And so the theater was so important.
Like a community center.
Absolutely. And then, of course, in our own time, we've seen this great expansion of interest in New Mexico filmmaking, coming really from the success of the television show Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad, of course, establishes a very different image of our state, not necessarily a positive one, but certainly a dark and a gritty one. And no one can argue with the commercial impact it's had because its success has led to the expansion of studio facilities here in Albuquerque, in Santa Fe, and of course, the development of a whole community of filmmakers. And so we have all the crews, we have the facilities for production and post-production, we've got everything here now. And so no longer are we a destination dependent on just Westerns because of landscape. Now we're a destination for filmmakers, whether it's about gangsters or superheroes or cowboys.
Science fiction, absolutely.
Science fiction, everything.
You have some fascinating objects in the exhibit. One of them is the projection equipment from the Kemo when it was operating as a movie theater. Is that right?
That's right. And it's from 1929, a carbon arc projector. Just beautiful.
A lot of the objects in the exhibit come from your personal collection of film memorabilia. Could you share some of your favorites that you've put into the exhibit?
Well, I had a large collection of material, and 10 years ago I had done a big exhibit on Billy the Kid, and my fascination with some of these Western characters comes from their portrayal in popular culture. And so I had the Billy the Kid material and other material related to Western films, many of the Westerns made here in New Mexico. But then I went on quite a buying campaign and tried to put together sort of a bedrock basic film collection. A lot of it's paper, press books, stills, lobby cards, posters of various sizes. And I wanted to be able to allow the viewer to walk through the history of New Mexico filmmaking. And I stand there and I listen to folks as they go. They go, oh, I saw that movie. Oh, I didn't know that was filmed here. And there's a real response to the wide variety of films that were made here.
I don't think most people realize that The Grapes of Wrath was filmed in part in New Mexico.
Route 66 was always a main part of filmmaking. And, of course, it was indeed transportation that helped to make New Mexico a filmmaking center, because when the railroad was so important, you could just come right out on the railroad from L.A. to Gallup. It's an easy ride, get right off and have lunch and get ready to start filming. And also it meant that you could get dailies back to the studio so the execs could look at it right away and see how your filmmaking was going. So the railroad, as it helped to make the economy of Pioneer New Mexico, also helped to make the pioneering film industry a part of 20th century New Mexico.
Dr. Paul Hutton teaches American history and film at UNM. He's the curator of Hollywood Southwest, New Mexico in Film and Television. It's on view through August at the Albuquerque Museum. Dr. Hutton, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.